Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God, episode 71. 71. 5 minutes every day, and it's a great blessing. So I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. That's what we have been using as our fundamental scripture. Just this one scripture and the explanations we've had 71 episodes, and it's not just that I'm trying to say something. There's no trying. There is the saying of speaking of the word, which is a blessing to many, all those who are hearing. Amen. So let's speak it. Let's say it together. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, this is God's word, and I said to you that you must cherish it more than your necessary food, as Job said, and I have explained why the word of God is like food. And I went to Psalm 107 verse 20, where he sent his word and healed them. And now we are on Mark 16, 19 and 20. And he says, so then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken unto them, was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word by the signs that followed. So you do the speaking and leave him to do the confirmation of the word by the signs that follow. I mean, the Lord was working with them. Can you just imagine what will happen in your life, in your church, in your institution, in your company, if the Lord is working with you? If the Lord is working with us everywhere we go to preach the word, there will be revival everywhere in the world. A lot of preachings are going on, but why is God not confirming his word? You see, sometimes when we are honest, if we are honest with ourselves, and sometimes Holy Spirit will force you to be brutally honest with yourself, and it helps you. For me, I remember picking up Acts 1:8 and beginning to ask questions. I was bothered. I was truly bothered. I said, Lord, you say I will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and the Holy Spirit is me. Why am I not seeing the power? We should be able to ask why. Listen, you are a pastor. You are, I don't know what you do in your church, or you are a leader in church. I don't know what you do. Or even you've been speaking the word. You've been doing a little preaching. I mean, speaking the word, talking to some little children or some few people. You've been doing it. Ask yourself, why is the Lord not working with me and confirming the words I preach with signs? For me, it's a very simple thing. Honestly, as somebody say, honestly, it's a very simple thing for me. When I'm preaching, listen, I'm preaching the word, but God is not confirming the words I'm speaking with signs. Signs and wonders are not following my word. What should I say? You should be honest. Don't hide it under the carpet by saying, you know, that's what some people do. You know, Old Testament. That's when God was doing those signs and wonders. They are no more like that. And because of that, people begin to say, workers of signs and wonders, they are of the devil. What is that? What happened? Did God and the devil exchange roles? Did God and the devil exchange roles? Is it now God is the one who is against signs and wonders, and the devil is the one who is doing the signs and wonders? Is that what is happening? Oh, we should be able to be honest. we should be able to be, ask yourself, I have been preaching or have been speaking the word. Why is God not confirming it with signs and wonders following? If God is not confirming it with signs and wonders following, then I must be able to question myself. Am I speaking the word? Because sometimes you think you are speaking the word. you'll be amazed that you've not been speaking the word. Oh, but you can quote a scripture, but your explanation of that scripture, oh my God. Sometimes when I hear some explanations of scripture, I want to go and hide my head. Where from this? How could you explain the scripture like this? I beg your pardon. So this is what we ought to do. Question ourselves. Ask ourselves these pertinent questions. And if we are truthful, God will show us the answer. He will provide the answer. You're blessed. Bye.